Working 4 days a week but getting paid for five is something that probably all workers would agree to, but is it best for the company? A New Zealand estate planning firm, which just tried it as an experiment with its 240 workers, says it was so successful they now want to make the change permanent. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jared Haar, Professor of Human Resource at Auckland University of Technology. Professor, thank you for joining us this morning, and we want to make it clear that when we're talking about a four-day week, we're not talking about 4 10-hour work days. We're talking about cutting back the work week from 40 hours to 32 hours, aren't we?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. So what kind of benefits did you find from that?
So the performance was maintained. So we had supervisors rate their team's performance. That didn't change. So the amount of work they did was the same in 4 days rather than five. The supervisors also reported their teams were more innovative and more helpful to each other. But the biggest change was amongst the employees, who reported greater job satisfaction and commitment, as well as their work-life balance. They had a massive increase in that.
One of the things that seemed to come out of this was people figured a way to get more done without having so darn many meetings. Are meetings just a total time sink, or is there some benefit to them?
Yeah, my personal feeling is I hate meetings. I just find them so destructive. They're like a black hole. So I think this is one of the things. And when everybody in the organization is trying to achieve 5 days work in 4 days, I think we get that, and you know, that kind of motivation to say let's make the meeting short, sharp, and get moving, rather than sitting around drawing things out.
One of the other things I found so interesting is that people came. You talked about how they came back refreshed and spent more time with their family, but also in coming back, those 4 days that they work, they seem to be working harder, taking fewer breaks.
Yeah, I think it was really about being focused. So those who had the day off, because it did vary across the week, so those who had it off, like say on a Wednesday, they were coming back to literally a two-day working week, Thursday, Friday, so they're so much more refreshed and focused. But again, I think part of that's just about trying to capture the usefulness of your time at work and really applying yourself.
Isn't the challenge here, part of it is just custom. We've always done it one way, but some jobs lend themselves to a project-based or goal-based approach. You need to have this done by then. Others require interaction with others, and some just flat out, like being the morning radio team, require you to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Yes, I totally agree there. Like healthcare would be, you know, hospitals in New Zealand and the US would be very, very similar. You know, you've got too many patients coming in 24/7. So those kind of things would be hard to say, hey, we want you to stop coming in on a random day. So you're dead right. I just think there will be some organizations that wouldn't be able to do a 4 day work week.
Did you find any downsides to it?
No, things were remarkably positive. I made sure I captured things that shouldn't have changed across the trial, and indeed they didn't. So personality, for example, I used something to capture that, and that didn't change across the trial. So it wasn't like everything is just uniformly glowing and perfect. There were some things that they said, nope, this didn't change. It's probably also worth noting that employees, while they were very positive, they also said, wow, these things we need to work on if we're going to do it permanently, and that's indeed what the organization is doing now.
Last question for you, and I note that we're talking to you at the very wee hour of the morning Auckland time, so maybe this concerns you too. Was there evidence that some of these folks were simply offshoring the work, taking it home with them and simply not doing it at the office but still doing work?
No, that was something the CEO was very specific on, getting them to do their work within the four days they're on the workplace and not doing anything at home. So unlike myself, because it's like 1:20 a.m. here, New Zealand time, they were making sure the work wasn't being able to carry it on offshore.
All right. We appreciate the time, and thanks for staying up for us. Jared Haar, Dr. Jared Haar, is a professor of human resources at Auckland University of Technology. He did the follow-up study on a New Zealand firm that went to a four-day work week. That's 4 8-hour days, and found productivity not only didn't go down, it went up.